I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 82 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart is planning to step down. That coming from a high-ranking Republican official who spoke with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ehrens. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff, that official not willing to be named until Stewart makes that announcement, but says that resignation announcement is imminent. They also could not confirm why Stewart was stepping down, but reports suggest it's due to his wife's health. So what happens next? Well, once Stewart does vacate the seat, then the governor has 7 days from that vacancy to announce a special election schedule. That would include a primary election and a general. And by law, the governor can either hold those on the dates of the already scheduled municipal elections this year, or if he wants different dates, he has to call a special session for the legislature to set aside money, and then they would decide the dates. That all remains to be seen. Maybe too soon to know how that's all going to happen. Again, we don't have official word from Chris Stewart or anyone within his campaign. They have not returned any calls today. Reporting live, Lindsay Ehrens, KSL News Radio.
Once again, Congressman Chris Stewart was planning to resign from Congress. KSL News Time 401. Our top national story this hour in D.C. A House committee is taking a crucial vote needed to advance the debt ceiling bill.
During the committee hearing, both Democrats and Republicans criticized the agreement made by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. But members also acknowledged,
but it does deliver some wins for Americans.
Republican Congressman Jason Smith. Some Republicans have vowed not to vote for the bill, but McCarthy is shrugging off criticism. In the Senate, a rare moment of unity with both Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praising the deal. If Congress doesn't act, a default is expected on Monday. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
One of the conditions of the proposed debt ceiling deal would mean some people have to go back to work to receive food stamps. Anyone younger than 54 would have to work at least 80 hours a month to qualify for aid. The current age limit is 49.
The end result will be a reduction in folks that are eligible to remain coverage.
Murris Presses is with the Department of Workforce Services. He tells Dave and Dujanovic it's likely that some people older than 49 here in Utah will end up losing eligibility for food stamps. KSL News Time 403. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We're learning Salt Lake City Councilwoman Amy Fowler is stepping down. In an email provided to KSL, Fowler says her resignation will be effective the 3rd of July. Earlier this month, she apologized publicly for her arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence in Utah County. Today, she's thanking the residents of District 7 in Salt Lake City ahead of her last day representing them. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. Her family says she continues to live happily at home with her husband in Plains, Georgia. ABC's Steve Austin-Sami says that former President Jimmy Carter's condition has improved since he entered hospice care.
We know the president has entered at-home hospice care, but we also know, according to his grandson, that he has absolutely bounced back from what they thought were his final days at one point.
The Carters have been married nearly 77 years. They're the longest married first couple in U.S. history. Jimmy Carter is 98 years old. Police in New Jersey made an arrest 4 months after the murder of a councilwoman in the town of Sayreville.
New Jersey authorities said Sayreville Councilwoman Eunice Jumfer was shot and killed by someone she knew from church. Rashid Ali Bynum was arrested in Virginia, charged with first-degree murder.
The murder has shaken the community, and no arrest will bring back the late councilwoman.
Middlesex County Prosecutor Yolanda Saccone said the suspect was a contact in Jumfer's phone, but she said nothing about a motive. Jumfer was fatally shot in her car outside her home February 1st, the first sitting elected official to be killed in the state in recent memory. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
An inmate at the Iron County Correctional Facility has been found dead in his cell. Authorities say when they found him last Thursday, guards attempted life-saving efforts on George Schuessler. While there's an investigation, foul play is not suspected. Schuessler was arrested as a fugitive suspected in a California rape case. He was supposed to be sent back there this coming month. The record winter has mostly made up for 3 years of shortcomings at Utah's lakes and reservoirs. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
Going into this winter, we had almost 14 inches of water deficit to make up for, but now KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says one record-breaking winter paid it all back, leaving only a part of central Utah with any sort of drought.
To do that in literally a seven-month period is unprecedented.
Kevin says there's also a good chance for a cooler summer and earlier monsoon season, which could potentially eliminate any remaining drought in the state.
But Kevin says if the last few years have taught us anything, we have to be smarter about how we use our water. KSL News Time 4:06. First look traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's out there?
We are starting to see traffic build going northbound. If you're headed on I-15 towards Davis County, spots of slowing between downtown and North Salt Lake at the North Interchange. And again, from Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is on the way next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.